Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We have a fake golden buzzer and a really creepy guy named Death, but some also great amazing acts. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AGT fans out here? We are on season 14, episode 5 of America's Got Talent, and I am joined by my lovely co-host. We have Rachel Swindler, and she is obviously from Big Brother, which is what we love and know, but more importantly, she is an all-star Vegas act. She's a singer. I want to make sure I have everything down here. A singer, a host, and all that good stuff. And we have Antoine over here, actor, dancer, writer, and another Las Vegas act.
Keep going, girl. Get the dictionary. Keep going.
I would totally do that, but we have so much to cover today on the America's Got Talent After Show. And we are so excited to be here, like usual. Thank you guys for joining us. Always join in on the comments because we love hearing from you, because we got some acts that we really got to break down right now. So usually we save the golden buzzer for last, but because there wasn't a real golden buzzer this time, we wanted to go and really start on the fake golden buzzer. Hashtag fake golden buzzer. What did you guys think of that act?
Yeah, so Ben Trigger, dancer, we're performers, but coming from a dance background as well, seeing, you know, a little bit overweight of a guy who, you know, he had dislocated his knee, he had gone through it, wasn't able to dance for years, and, you know, that the classic story of, you know, he wasn't the idealistic body type of a dancer. So I was feeding into the story. I was really, really excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I even turned to you. I was like, I really hope this is going to be something really cool. But unfortunately, it was a little bit of a letdown. I thought he was hilarious. And I did think he had some really cool moves. But I was expecting a lot more for the buildup. I was expecting a lot more out of him.
I thought he was hilariously terrible. goodness. You know how some people come out, they kill it, they nail it, and they get the golden buzzer? Man, he ain't do none of that.
I don't think he was bad. Like, he wasn't bad. He obviously, like, because he's a little overweight, like, he could do splits, he could do some stuff, but, like, not AGT worthy, I don't think. But everyone's, I mean, they all said yeah, so.
I definitely was thankful it wasn't the real golden buzzer, because I would have been very disappointed in America's Got Talent.
Thank God.
You know what he was missing, though? Talent. Talent. He was missing talent the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that I was afraid. I thought it was like a segue into like Julianne because she's a dancer. Like, I thought they were building that up, and I thought that she was gonna be like, I don't know. I thought they'd incorporate it to actually be a golden buzzer. So I'm really happy that it's not.
I would have been happy if it actually was the golden buzzer and he had actually had like, which we'll get into later, the one contemporary couple that we saw tonight. If I had seen talent to that level from him, I would have been floored, and I would have said golden buzzer extreme. But after what I saw just now,
well, speaking of our contemporary dancers, that's Izzy and Easton, and let's talk about them because it was a perfect way to bring them up.
Perfect.
They were the contemporary dancers, and they were, oh my god, they're young. I didn't get their ages, but I think they're like around.
I didn't 10? Get their ages, too, but probably around 10 or 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, they're not old enough to vote yet.
Definitely
absolutely
not.
But they
or
were,
do a lot of other things. Yeah.
They were like, if Julianne, I have a feeling she's going to be doing a golden buzzer for a dancer, so I'm surprised that it wasn't them. What did you think?
I mean, I thought they were so good, very strong, very likable and relatable. I thought they were absolutely perfect. I did write down here, just because I was watching carefully, I saw that the boy fell out of one of his turns. Like,
oh, but, I didn't even notice.
I mean, but that's just me being critical because I was just watching, like, very, very closely. I mean, I would fall out of turns because I can't dance nearly as well as they can. That's so that, so good. That was just, I mean, look at that, though. Perfect precision.
Everything was on point.
They were together. I was just saying, if I were to find one thing, yeah, I would have said I saw that. But besides that, absolutely amazing, flawless. I think that they'll definitely, definitely go far in this competition.
Yeah, I agree. I actually thought if this was the week that Julianne would hit the golden buzzer, if this is not the week, I am so curious to see what is up for next week. Like, because these guys, we had phenomenal contemporary dancers in this episode. These little guys were it. They were phenomenal. And that turn you pointed out, that's a good catch. I didn't catch it. It was so good to where they must have kept going. And us as performers, you know, if you do slip, to sometimes people, they just don't know if you just keep going. So.
Yeah, there was a time I remember I was in a show and I fell off the, like, I, like, fell down the stairs. But you know what? I just kept going. And I hope that no one saw that, but a lot of people did see it.
Yeah.
Because I had friends in the audience. And they're like, hey, Rachel, remember when you fell down the stairs? And I was like, no, that was a part of it.
So. Yeah. That's the way to think about it. I mean,
that's a part of the show.
No, that's a great way to think about it. I mean, I didn't notice anything. I thought they were in sync. I thought they were, like, I had right down here, they had emotion. They were super flexible. The judges loved them. And obviously they, of course, what they want, like, Julianne's approval probably the most, just because it's Julianne Hough is the dancer, and she said their athleticism, which I didn't even know was a word, but it's true. He was doing, like, flips, and it was really good, and I'm surprised she didn't give them the golden buzzer.
Yeah, there was a lot of slow-motion clips tonight that I thoroughly enjoyed.
I actually looked up athleticisms, and they said it's on Google. It says just a made-up word from Julianne.
Did she really say athleticism? Yeah,
she said She said athleticism. Oh. Athleticism. I literally, yeah, I have it right down there.
Okay.
She goes, the athleticism. And I'm like, is that a word? But, yeah.
And story was,
hey, she's Julianne Hough. She can make up any word she wants.
But not just to touch on the dancing, the story was good, too. You know, the dramatics, as far as the emotion they were showing, the acting to pull that off, because Simon is not a big fan of contemporary dancing. But they even won me over because I thought I was going to be bored. Looking at it, I said, man, this is another 2 minutes. I got to sit here and look at this mess. And it turned my decision around because of how I thought they was adults. Because he had me feeling that was his woman versus two people who just know each other who can put on a phenomenal performance.
Yeah. Yes. They're like actors as well as dancers.
I bought it.
Mind equals blown.
No, it really was. Well, someone that didn't blow away the judges at first was Lamont, and he is a singer. And this is a very interesting one. I felt like this entire performance was just kind of awkward. Obviously, at the end, he got better. I have down here that, you know, Simon said he literally got on his nerves. He comes out onto the stage, and he obviously didn't really wow the judges because the song was just like, you know what? Tell me your thoughts, and then I'll say mine so I can, like, circulate exactly what I'm thinking, because I know what I'm thinking, but I want to get to you guys first.
Yeah. I mean, at first, watching it, I thought he had a nice voice. I'm trying to think of what singer out there he kind of sounded like. Maybe Sam Smith? No, I don't know if Sam Smith is correct, but he had a unique voice. He had character to his voice. At first, not very blown away. I thought they definitely fed into the story. You know, they had him go into the back with the music, you know, pianist.
They've done that a few times.
As this being one of the first full seasons I've watched, I haven't seen that before. So, you know, the dramaticness of him going back and them redoing it and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, when we watched him do that last bit when he was singing, it was definitely a big difference from the first one. He definitely was having more emotion. He was connected more. There was more of a story of an arc. And so, I mean, again, I know how you are about with singers and kind of, I think he was great, but He was great.
I mean, but I definitely agree with. I always agree with Simon. I think that his first song selection was a bit safe. It wasn't karaoke-ish, but it was wedding receptionist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So even when he chose his second song, "What's Going On," that's by Marvin Gaye. It's the same genre, the same feel. It doesn't push a true singer's limits as far as vocal talents. It's hard to see your skill because his voice. I, like Simon, appreciate his voice. The guy can sing, but we just wanted to see the different tempos. You know, can you go high? Can you go low? Like a challenge him. So, and honestly, even when he came back the second round, I still felt that he has more in the tank. Definitely felt that his song he chose was new, and it is hard to learn a song in 30 minutes. However, I still feel that it was relatively safe.
Oh, he had longer than 30 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Oh man,
but do you guys think that the song was that much different? Because I know we were talking about that, no. And I'm like, do you think it was that different?
I just think in a sense of, like, he was fighting for his life on the AGT stage. So he did connect more. He knew in that moment, this is my last chance. So in that sense, he connected more. But, like, song choice-wise, I thought it was actually not that different.
I just didn't like that he... The way he was, like, kind of challenging Simon. Like, if Simon said anything to me, I would take exactly his advice. Simon knows exactly what he's talking about. Simon was like, your problem is you don't take risks. And he just kind of was, like, acting cocky. Simon even said, like, he didn't know if he liked him. He was acting cocky. Toward the end of it, he did come back. And Simon said that he did like him. But it was just a very awkward transition in everything, girl, to me personally.
Yeah, and Simon is daddy, so we have to listen to Simon.
Well, you know, even though Simon ain't my daddy, I just still want to say, daddy. You have to listen. You're my daddy, though.
Whatever,
you have to listen, because I thought he was done. Like, you done something. Like, you gone.
Yeah.
Because Simon is a person who put out many, many different groups. He's the individual you want to pay close attention to because he can give you that advice that'll put you on a different stratosphere.
Yeah,
so if there's anyone you want to listen to on that panel, as far as when you are a singer, it is Simon Cowell.
That's why I don't get it. I was confused.
I'll listen to you, Simon.
Anything oh, Simon's. You know what I love about Simon, guys? His smile, and then he does the wink. Like,
yeah.
Loved it.
I mean,
wink.
Loved it.
Or, oh my God, he's amazing. Well, we could go on about this, obviously.
Anyways, enough about Simon.
Yeah, let's move on from Simon. And like I said, I've met him personally. He's incredible. So he's everything that you
jelly.
Dream of.
Hey, I wink too if somebody's smoking near me. My eyes.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell me, say what's up. Anyway.
So let's move on to Nick and Lindsay. And they play the violin and opera. And what's very interesting about this couple is... We actually have two opera singers, and we'll get to the other opera singer next. Me, opera, not my thing. I can appreciate it, but I would never go see it. No, I'm just not into it. So, at first, which I think all the judges thought, and I think the way the show built it up, everyone's like, oh, God, another opera singer, these two. And then she starts whipping out knives and throwing them around her husband.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts going through your head at that moment?
You take this.
I ain't impressed. Oh. Did you see what? How far? It was only two knives. Actually were close to. Okay.
Can you throw knives from your feet?
Yeah, girl, I can barely throw a knife with my hand.
Wait, okay. That's. You weren't impressed. That's hard, man.
Wait. This is how I'm judging it. In all fairness to me, I can't. And the people, I cannot throw anything. Okay? Period. However, if that's your profession, I'm thinking that maybe it should be a lot. Have you not ever seen... Okay, ask yourself this question. Have you not ever seen someone throw knives at an individual like that and it hits close but not the individual? Remember, I think it was the second or third episode when the guy was blindfolded.
Yeah.
And the guys were from India.
Yeah,
and they were smashing the pumpkins.
Yeah.
They were really close, so it made it more suspenseful. I was more on the edge of my seat like, oh, man, she threw one knife. It was way over there.
But I think that made it... I mean, I don't know if relatable is the right word, but I think it wasn't supposed to be like... This is our profession. It's just like, look, I'm just going to throw some knives and see what happens.
I didn't notice how close they were getting. They weren't getting very close to...
I didn't really notice that either.
Yeah, I thought they were getting fairly close.
Two.
Okay.
Well, Simon hit the X first. Let's just put that out there. And then all this stuff started going on.
I mean, I wrote down connecting musically. So I loved their story when they said they connected musically. And I believe that to be, I mean, that's so true. When you connect with your profession and you connect with your significant other. It was a beautiful story. I actually thought he was a great singer. I know that Simon had said he didn't think he was that great of a singer, and I was like, okay, I will, you know what, we might not, like, opera's not my favorite genre of music, but that is one of the hardest type of music to sing. I mean, Lady Gaga was trained in opera as well. I mean, we see how amazing her career is. So let's not sleep on the opera singers. The opera singers, man, that takes some talent.
I don't know much about, like, opera. I don't know. Like, I don't know much about singing.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, if it is harder than normal singing. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I've definitely heard opera singers where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't. But then I hear other opera singers, and I'm like, okay, I could get down with this a little bit. Right there. In the right context, I liked that they paired the singing with the throwing of the daggers and the knives and the whatever.
I'm going to be honest. In Simon's defense, I think it was just the singing collaborate with the violin playing. I don't think his voice mushed well.
Mushed?
Mesh.
I don't think it mushed well.
Yeah, well, it didn't at all. It didn't mush.
Really?
Mesh, nothing. The violin to me was a little off. I think I think the action came in. I think they had to go to throwing knives. It had to go somewhere or they were going to get eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Simon hit the X. So right. That's originally how it started.
Somewhere. So.
Well, I think another opera singer that impressed us all was a man, and she's 10 years old, she's an opera singer, she gets on that stage, she's so cute, she's just running around, and like, I think she had like a stuffed animal or something, and she was just so cute and so happy, and like a normal 10-year-old. She gets on that stage and starts belting like she's freaking 25 years old. Antoine, I need to know your thoughts over there since you're you're the Simon of the group.
And don't you dare say anything bad about her. Go.
I'm going to start off positive.
Starting off positive?
Disney Channel, hook her up. I definitely can see her on the Lion King soundtrack. She will make Kia's Bop 87, definitely. Opera.
What?
Again, I think. No. Broadway, doing Disney shows. $1 million worthy. That's how you have to think when I'm thinking about AGT. She was good. She was great. But I don't think she was $1 million worthy.
So do you think Izzy and Easton, the dance people, were $1 million act? Because I don't. But I think they were absolutely incredible. But maybe it's just a preference of who I would go see. I wouldn't.
You know, I think they all were cute. But I think she can get a job right now. I don't know why. In Florida, being that you have Orlando up the road or hours away, however far they are from Orlando, that she has not made some type of impact in her hometown. Because
I'm
her
shocked.
Voice is Disney. Orlando is Disney, just like Anaheim here is Disney.
But how do you think she's not incredible? Like, I don't get. How do you think she's Disney? Like, I'm confused. Who sings opera like that on Disney? Who has a good voice like that on Disney?
They're going to create maybe Frozen 5. I mean, they're coming out with every now and then Dumbo sequel.
Rachel's making some faces.
Okay,
give us what you're thinking.
So I'm going to say this right now. Mark my words. She is going to be the winner of America's Got Talent.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, see, I don't think she's going to win.
She's going to be the winner of America's Got Talent. 100%. I called it right now.
She called
Drop
it.
The mic. She's going to be the winner.
Check.
Okay? Check. And I'm going to say that right now because this girl's got talent. She's different. She's out of the box. I think she's going to have it. I think she's got it.
I think she's incredible. I think she's amazing. But is everyone in... Is America going to resonate with opera?
Yeah, they are. I was moved.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's a good
I don't
one.
Know.
Okay,
a singer is usually wins, except for last year, my boy Shin Lim, who's amazing, a magician. I think
she'll touch
a
America.
Singer's gonna win,
I think
but
she's gonna touch America.
Really?
I
think she was amazing. I don't think she's a Disney
she
act. I think she.
Not,
she's
I mean,
well, not like
she should
I
be
think
on like Phantom.
Touch the hearts of America.
She could be like the star of Phantom of the Opera. Like she's amazing, Broadway.
Yeah,
like I could
she
see
is,
that.
She is.
But I don't.
Okay.
There you go. You got it.
She can touch my
eardrums. I sang Phantom of the Opera once.
But how do you not hear her and think her tone and just, even if you don't like opera, I don't like
opera. There's just something
at
about
all.
Her. There's something
and
about her.
And I still
her.
Liked it. Well, is I she, still thought she
she's
good.
She's adorable. She's cute.
No, the voice.
Yeah, but okay, it's opera. You're touching the crap out of my eardrums. I get it. You can sing. But how much with opera? Unless you have graphics in the back. Let's be
realistic.
Agree.
I agree with that.
Here.
But I think she's amazing.
Unless you have graphics in the back. Some type of, I don't know, help from somewhere or sparks.
Cute.
Or yeah, she's adorable. But
that's
is
my girl.
That enough?
She's wearing red just
look
like
at
I am
picture.
Today.
Is that enough
oh, yeah.
to
Twinsies.
Win... What Rachel said that
yes,
she was going to
is.
Do.
It is.
Mm. So she's your favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Love her. Love her. But she, I don't think she's going to win. I don't think she's my favorite. I think she's like, I think her, she's amazing. Like, her voice yeah. is undeniably great. And if you don't think that, Antoine, I don't know
no,
what
I
to
think,
say to
I
you.
Think her voice is amazing, but I mean, come on. Give me a break. Go get this girl a part tart in a Capri Sun pouch or something.
See? Okay.
Okay, anyways.
Moving on. The next group, I cannot say their names, and I feel bad because they said it so fast, and I didn't get to write it down. It's the choir, and the conductor is Ralph Smits, and
I
they're from South Africa.
I think it was Clover, but I'm not completely sure because it was very fast.
And it's a choir, and I don't want to butcher it, so anybody gets mad at us, that's why I'm just not going to try to pronounce it. But they're from South Africa, and they had incredible voices. They showed a lot of culture. Antoine, why did I just say your name like that?
Yes,
what do you,
yes, girl,
Antoine, what do you think
felt
about
like
them?
Like I'm on punishment.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking of you first. I gotta hear
I
your feelings.
I honestly thought that once again they got the new Lion King sequel coming out in 3 or 4D. I would love to hear him on that soundtrack. About
I kind of agree
at Target.
With you.
Exactly.
I do. I do.
Finally.
Yeah. No, I do. Definitely.
Yeah. So, anywho. Was it spectacular? I think because last week we had a choir that actually went on to make the auditions. This week, I feel like it's fair competition to add another one to compete, and we'll see how things goes. Because they seem like they can dance. Mm. They move a lot more than the other ones.
I think like them.
The other ones were kind of just everywhere, just doing all type of new millennial dances. This choir here had a little bit more culture dances. Something different, and they seem to be in sync.
Yeah, I liked them.
I don't think that they're going to last extremely long, but I did find them to be very entertaining. You know, it was very show choir for me, though.
Yeah.
Again, it's just not one of the acts tonight that, like, stood out to me as, like, wow, this is going to be an act that really goes far in this competition.
And this is the thing, yeah, and I'm not.
But they're good.
Yeah, like, this is the hard part. Like, they're talented. They're so, like, a lot of these people are
talented.
You can't deny it, but a lot of it, too, is personal preference. Like,
yeah.
I'm not super into that music. I loved that they showed it was the way that they showed their culture, the way that it was the voices, like, just everything about it was really, like, inspirational. But, like, would I watch it? Do I think it's a million-dollar act? No. They're fine, but...
Yeah. And then it made me want to join in. Like, I feel like, you know, but I can't... It just made homey feeling for me because, once again, I grew up off Disney. I mean, hey, where's my hot chocolate when they was on? That's what I was looking for with the marshmallows. Shout out to Swiss Miss. Yeah.
Was there a choir last year on the show? At all?
Yes, there was, and I can't remember
their
name.
Did they go far?
They were great. They made it to the live shows. They were really good. They were, God, I can't remember their names.
I'm just curious. Drop in the comments and let us know if any choirs have ever gone far in America's Got Talent.
Well, last year, yeah.
Okay, so
last year there was. I just can't remember their names, but they made it because I remember I interviewed them on the red carpet, so they made it to the live shows.
Okay, okay.
Let me ask this question: do you think this choir would also make it to the live shows?
I think quite possibly they could.
I
need to see more.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Maybe. No, I'm
I think
just
if
saying.
I say I need to see more. I just need to see another.
The reason why I'm saying I don't know is because the judges sometimes confuse me, and like I just never thought they were like. I guess they are choir people. I don't know. Truly, the choir last year was amazing. They were the nicest people. I can't believe I can't remember their names. Children of Hope, or it was it was around. I could
it
be
was
wrong.
Something with hope.
Yeah.
It was Hope. Yes. Children of Hope. Let's
just say
something
with hope.
It is. Well, the next act that, I mean, the judges loved. I was confused. Was the Idigo Virtual Reality, and they're from Italy. I don't know if I said their name correct.
Oh, yeah.
But they were virtual. It was like a virtual reality for mental health. I was a little confused of what was going on and what the point of it was. Like, what did you think?
They're helping to support people with, you know, with mental health issues and tackling phobias. I mean, we saw how we get up there, and I guess he has a fear of heights, and he felt like it was real, and all that jazz. I mean, this is definitely not an act that should be going far in America's Got Talent. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, have a, you know, a pop-up booth, you know, at the Strip at the Link in Las Vegas. Yes, I could see that, having a virtual reality place that helps people with mental health. That's awesome. But, like, America's Got Talent? No, they should. I don't understand why this is an act.
I didn't get it either.
I get it. I think when I was watching it, I think I would prefer to see this on Shark Tank if they were to, you know,
that is a great point, actually.
The idea, because they are the developers of this concept.
It's not as much like an act.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But on the second, like you said, I can see it in Vegas at the fashion show mall in the middle. I understand, because if anyone is familiar with America, period, we all know how he has the worst phobias. So with that being said, and the way they had it engineered, you can watch it on this teleprompter, this TV. So the audience was able to be entertained. Now, I'm going to add this in there. The reason why I think they went on is because, remember, when you audition, you only give this much. Some people should only give just a hint, a flavor of what you're capable of, and then you start to grease it in and give the whole pie. So with that being said, I can see them maybe having all the judges to do something, or the entire audience, if they look at a projector, they feel like they it's something amazing has to happen with this, or it's no point.
Yeah, that's you're just saying that maybe like a more interactive thing with like the whole audience,
everyone,
or like something like that.
I wrote it's good for therapy. I don't think it's a Vegas show. I don't understand. I don't see that as
a
show.
Yeah, that's not a Vegas show.
It's not a show
by any means.
Yes. But no, you know, and I'm a big advocate for mental health, because you know, I know a lot of people struggle with it. I even struggle with it. So it's something that Howie's always struggled with. He has, like, severe debilitating OCD.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Severe debilitating OCD. You can't, like, he can't touch your hands. Like, when I met him for the first time, like, that's what you ever notice? He goes like this. He fist bumps people because he can't touch them because of germs. Like, if you ever watch some of his interviews and stuff, and his daughter's actually one of the interviewers on the red carpet during the live shows. And me and her got talking, and she was saying, you know, she was open about it. It's nothing like a secret. Like, he's talked about it before, that, like, he had to live in the back house before because, like, everything germs-wise, and it affected the whole family.
Wow.
Like, he wasn't even... Yeah, like, so for him to do that was, like, even... Like, I couldn't even believe he did that.
And I did write down here, and I know I had said to you, just imagine if somebody was doing that and doesn't have a personality like Howie does, or doesn't
That's
have...
That's what you said.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that.
Like, someone that doesn't have a personality that we were, like, laughing at, and, like, oh, my gosh, this and that. Like, if we get somebody up there that's not a person that's like actually somebody has like a fear or phobia or like something that, like, I don't know, I just like, that's not going to be a show if you don't have a personality in that position.
Being that Howie Mandel is first and foremost a comedian, it helped us look at the entertainment of the act.
Exactly. Like,
if he kind of was stale and just was really a person without a comic relief, it would have just been like, wow, I'm really scared for this person, rather, wow, this is entertaining, because he's acting a fool, he's collaborating, you know, he's talking, and his responses were witty and entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, let's just jump into, Rachel has something to tell all of you AfterBuzzers out there.
So, we just want to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. For us to continue to grow, though, we need your help, so we need you to like, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel right now. Leave your comments, leave us some likes. We love you so much. I know AfterBuzz has been an amazing opportunity for me. It has helped me grow as a person, and we love you. We love what you have to say. We're listening. We are here with you. So drop us some comments and some likes.
Yay! Thank you, Rachel. So now I want to get into the two acts that made it, because we have some good segments and stuff coming up. So let's just go through them real quick. Let's go through Lucas, who is the dog trainer. I'm just going to say right off, I don't really have much to say about this.
Yeah, there's not
great
much to
story.
Say.
Don't really care about dog training.
Yeah, great story. Really cute. I love dogs. I have one. Shout out to my dog, Charlie. But no, it wasn't. This is not an act that's going to go
a
far.
$1 million act.
You talking about my man with the cowboy hat and his dog?
Yes.
Don't even tell me.
Don't even tell me.
I mean,
don't.
I don't know what the guy came on the show.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say like it was amazing and like
yeah. I was gonna be like,
I was gonna question your credibility.
And Rachel, he wastes my eyes. He wastes my time.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We agree.
Okay, great. We agree.
Okay, next one is the. Sorry, I feel bad. There's just not really much to say on that.
But the next one we got to talk about.
Yes. Verba Shadow Dance Group, you can already tell that Rachel is losing her absolute SH little star T. Come on, give us, talk to us.
Okay, this is an amazing act. This blew me away. This is something that I feel like America's Got Talent has not seen before. I know there was something that was like the Light Kids group that was earlier here that was similar-ish, but I haven't seen something like this. The story moved me. It was beautifully done. I thought it was so out of the box, so interesting. This act is going so far, top three, to I don't even know. This act is going to the end, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you agree?
I agree, honey. This is the first time I've cried since the first episode.
I know you were a little you were emotional the first episode, and then you got to be hardcore Simon.
I didn't have my tissue, so I brought my sock here.
I hope you didn't wear that today.
That's my baby sock, but at the same time,
yeah, I really hope that you didn't wear that.
But it was beautiful, creative. It touched every sad face emoji to my cell phone. It made me tear up. I couldn't believe how good the dancers were. Then they kind of played both ends by being off the stage on the big screen to coming on stage. So with them being just so creative, that trumps talent. That's just what is above what your expectations are. I did not expect that.
Yeah, they are the I believe they are the definition of America's Got Talent.
Like, yeah, they're great.
They're great.
They're interesting.
And for them to impress you, I find them to, like, really? I feel like you're not very easily impressed.
Are you human?
I mean, he's worse.
But for you, I just feel like it's not. I feel like I'm a little more easily impressed.
Yeah.
But so it's interesting.
I know, and it sounds so bad because it's like, oh, if I'm not easily impressed, like I can't do half the stuff that these people do.
Of course, yeah.
But it's just like as a viewer, like I think about what I would want to watch. And no, I thought they were great. I thought that they were different. They were interesting, entertaining. It told a story. I really liked them.
Dancing, acting.
Guys, they got it all. But you know who didn't have it all? His name was Death, and he was 2.4 billion years old. We're just going to go. They didn't really show that many people that didn't make it through, but I think they showed, like, a good amount of him that I think it's worth talking about.
Well, is it worth talking about? Because I don't have much to say. So 2.4 billion years old, dad is God, mom is Mother Nature, stand-up comedy. I wrote not funny, and I didn't get it. Yeah. So that was my comments. So.
Don't tell me you did.
And don't you dare be like, yeah, don't.
I'm going to be like actually
mad. No, it was funny.
This is the first week that I think the panel all agrees on everything, because something really wasn't working for me about that.
Okay, good. I always get confused. I feel like he's gonna be like, I mean, disagree with us, and then he's like, agree.
Because I think he was just he escaped Gotham City or something. Like the guy is his whole act. I see where he was going. I see as a comedian, especially being. Remember last week we had a guy that did Strictly Tequila. So I see.
Oh my God!
The direction.
Oh God, that one.
The identity of a comedian. Like you're so his character. He's so tied. It's like white on rice. Like I am Death. That his humor was just not it. no one bought into the idea of this particular
character. Yeah, well, I mean, it just wasn't interesting or funny.
It was creepy. It was whack. It looked like a 99-cent store costume. It was just... Party City just didn't do him well at all.
Yeah.
Well, usually we talk about our golden buzzer as our last act, but we already went through the fake golden buzzer, so now it's time for Rachel's special segment.
All right. Ba-ba! What is up, everybody? We are going to do another special segment. We're going to change it up this week. We're going to be talking about what are the top five shows in Las Vegas currently right now. This is according to...
Gwen Stefani? That's my favorite one that I've ever seen. So.
This is actually just according to a Forbes article on October 1st, 2018. So things might have changed since then, but we are going to go off of this article. Number one show, Absinthe. Number two is...
Wait, let's go through some of these, because I don't know what that is.
So, number one, Absinthe. This is the type of show... This is my actual favorite show in Las Vegas. Have you ever seen Absinthe?
I have not.
So, it's at Caesar's Palace. It's basically a circus-type show, but it starts off with a comedian, and it has a singer, and it has all different types of acts. The show... What makes the show is the... There's two comedians that go... It's a male and a female, and they kind of, like, banter and go off of each other. It is absolutely hilarious, and an act that was on last year, I think it was the brother-sister act, the skating... The one
that they go
around their brother sister. I think one of her name was Emily London.
I know, yeah.
One of those. Anyways, they were like a hot brother sister couple. But anyways, that's the number one show in Las Vegas right now. Really cool show. Number two, Cirque du Soleil, the O show. Number three, Cirque du Soleil Love, which I've seen. Great show. Beatles Music. Number four, Celine Dion.
I'm not surprised that she's out there.
But and then number five, Matt Franco, who is an America's Got Talent alumni, correct? Oh. So Matt does magic, correct?
At the Link Casino.
No Gwen Stefani. Sorry.
No Gwen. Well,
why?
I don't know.
What about Britney? Well, I know she's not now, but not she was now.
And
there.
And I believe Celine Dion. I don't know if she's currently playing right now or the... I'm not sure, but...
They are tonight.
This is kind of just to give you an idea. I mean, the Cirque du Soleil shows always do the best in Las Vegas.
Because it's a Vegas show.
It's a Vegas-style show.
That's just...
Acrobatics and stuff. So I thought it would be interesting if we wanted to touch on, maybe for a minute... on the acts that have gotten through so far that we think kind of fit in this genre that we see here. I mean, I wrote down Dom Chambers, who was the magician that did the beer act. I thought that was super, super interesting, a super creative magician.
That was cool.
I thought, I'm like, he could fit perfectly. Like, I don't know exactly what Matt Franco's magic is, but I just chose a couple acts I thought could be in Vegas right now performing on this level. I put Edison and Leon, the two act, the older men. I could see them in Absinthe right now. They're so interesting.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Marina, who is
I could see them in, like, the smaller, like, casino act.
The smaller casino act.
Not, like, the major.
I could see them in a bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Come on. And then we got Marina. Do y'all remember Marina? She was the kind of black swan. She did like that. I wrote down Absinthe for her because I could see her in that show as well. She's different. She's edgy. I put, we have Eric Chen. I think he was on the first episode, Magician.
Yes.
My boy Patricio. I cannot wait to see more of him. Remember? I think I'm just excited for the auditions to be over.
Honestly, like, I was just going to say, I'm so excited for the auditions to be over because there's so many people that made it through that, not that I forgot about, but you're reading them, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Forgot. Because there's so many auditions. Like, I'm ready for the auditions to be over. What about you guys? I know you are, Rachel. What about you over there, Antoine?
I'm interested. I'm happy they're almost over, but I'm so geeked for next week. I am truly.
I'm wondering who's going to get that golden buzzer, and I can't wait to talk about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is that all for your special segment, Rachel?
That is all for my special segment. Boom, 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 boom. Thank
Woo!
You.
Awesome. Well, we are, obviously all of us are super excited for the auditions to be over. I mean, that sounds like bad. It's not that we don't like the auditions, but, like, we're ready to really see the acts and for them to continue. And we love AGT. We know you guys love AGT. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, comment, because we genuinely are obsessed with this show. Let us know where we can find you guys.
So you can find me...
Can I cut in real quick, you guys?
I have one
special news topic.
Me too.
Oh my god, guys! Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Let's rewind. I don't see it. Right, rewind.
All good.
What's up, guys? It's Antoine Baines kicking that hot news and gossip. Gabrielle Union, the judge on AGT, her husband Dwayne Wade, former retired All-Star NBA player, is receiving heat for supporting his own son, 11-year-old Zion, for going to his first Pride Parade in Florida. So, yes, I think his son is with the LGBT community, and I'm not too sure, but attending the first Pride Parade, as far as support of the LGBT community, the father, Dwayne Wade, is supporting his son, and he's receiving flack.
He's supporting his son?
For supporting his own son.
And he's getting flack for supporting his son?
That's what it is. This just happened recently.
Come on, what day and age are we in right now?
I mean, but we support anything and everything that you guys do as parents as far as positive. Keep being yourself, find out who you are. And he did an interview to where he just kind of was still supporting his son in the
and
right
as
direction.
He should.
So as he
Good
should.
For you.
Fans are not happy with Howie Mandel's Golden Buzzer at all.
Ooh.
So remember,
I'm not either.
Episode 2, Howie gave Joseph Allen the Golden Buzzer. He was the singer / rapper / where's his talent? He kind of had the best moment in the episode because he received the Golden Buzzer at the end from Howie. Fans kind of gave backlash on that, but hey, it's neither here nor there. We off to the next episode, but that was on Howie.
I agree with all those people. I don't know about you guys.
Julianne also opened up about her health condition. And excuse me if I'm not saying this correctly. It's called endometriosis.
It's something. Endometriosis.
Endometriosis. Yes. So there you go. So her and her husband is actually, seeking different things to actually try to conceive a baby. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them. We support you guys, and I hope that you're able to do so.
Yes.
So.
Well, we are. Is that all we got for news and gossip? We got a lot this week.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Well, sorry for cutting you off. We rewound, but now we're fast-forwarding back, and I want to know where we can find you guys.
So you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin, or you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler. So come find me. Let's talk. Let's chat. DM me.
You can find Antoine Baines at www.antoinebaines.com or Simply Different 87. And also, for more on Julianne Hough, check out Excess Hollywood for the rest of the interview.
And you can find me at Justine Devanna. I do makeup. I also do hosting, so you can find me there. Check out my page. And until next week, for the last auditions, we will see you then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.